Hello and welcome to the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference, Sports Analytics Podcast. I'm Scott Tappa, Director of the Conference, and I'd like to invite you to attend our event July 13th at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. We have a fantastic speaker lineup taking shape. Please visit www.uwsp.edu/analyticsconference to learn more. Today I'm speaking with one of our presenters, John Clark. John is a professor of sport management at Robert Morris University in Pittsburgh, where among his other duties, he teaches applied sports analytics. At the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference, John will deliver a talk titled, Incorporating University Athletic Programs into an Applied Sport Analytics Curriculum. John, welcome.
Thank you very much, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Great. Well, first of all, so you're in Pittsburgh now, but you have roots in Wisconsin and Stevens Point. I see you're wearing an Eau Claire Blue Gold's football visor while we speak. Just tell us about your roots here in Wisconsin and particularly Stevens Point.
Well, I was born in Stevens Point and grew up there. My father was actually the baseball coach at Point at UWSP for a long time. And he came there, I think, in 67. Hale Quant actually hired him, if you can believe that. And that's back when all those guys in the old Hypera model, they were assistant coaches in a bunch of different sports. And then they were head coach in one. He did that for a long time. So I grew up running around Berg Gymnasium. Wonderful memories of that. And then my dad switched over to the public schools, but we stayed there. My family, they're still there, actually. So we get back, and when I saw this conference, I thought, what a great opportunity to get back home and learn some stuff.
It's great. We look forward to having you back here, and you can run around Berg Gymnasium again. There's not much going on here during the summer, so it's kind of quiet though over at the Heck. But tell me about your academic background. How did you end up in sport management?
Great question. So as you pointed out, I did go to UW Eau Claire. I was an English literature major. And upon graduating, I knew I was going to go to graduate school. And I had talked to some people and kind of investigated the idea of kind of a new field, sport administration. And so another person who's speaking at the conference, Dan Hauser, who played for my father, who actually used to babysit me.
No way.
He had attended Ohio University down in Athens, Ohio. And another guy who is Dan's contemporary, Bobby Witsit, he went to Ohio State in sport administration. And you know, back then, that was when those guys, you could get in and move up really fast. And so like any kid at the time who thought they wanted to work in sport and wanted to get a master's in that area, I think in my interviews I said, yeah, I want to be a general manager. And we hear that all the time. And you know, I had no idea how hard it was and everything. But anyway, I went to the University of Massachusetts for sport management. I worked for interned for the Indiana Pacers and then stayed on there for a little bit. Went to Huffy Sports, down in Waukesha, the company that makes the backboard units.
Sure.
From there, I went to the IHL with the Admirals. I sold air, like sport radio and radio down in Madison. And then I went back and got my PhD from UMass again. And then came to Robert Morris. Because it had a program similar to what I was used to at UMass, and an old program, actually a third oldest, I think, and been here ever since.
That's great. And again, you referenced Dan Hauser. He'll be speaking at our conference on scheduling. Dan had a long career with the Detroit Pistons and also with the Philadelphia 76ers. And you mentioned Bob Witsit, who just delivered the commencement address a couple weeks ago here. He's the former general manager of the Trailblazers and Supersonics and an executive with the Seattle Seahawks, too. So a lot of our ties here to Stevens Point. Back to your career then. As you get into teaching, how do sports analytics, as we're referring to it now, when did that start becoming a topic that was a distinct entity? Did it happen gradually, where you just started noticing it popping up, or did you intentionally, did you see it somewhere else and intentionally start adding it into your curriculum, or how did that go?
Well, in my perspective, or from my perspective, and I think most people or most practitioners would agree with me, sport is usually 2 to 5 years behind industry in practices, and sport tends to adopt the terminology or the nomenclature of different aspects of industry to make something that's already been there look new. And when we talk about analytics, maybe I have I've listened to some of the other podcasts, in particular Dr. Miller's, and I think I'm aligned with the way he's thinking. The using data to help solve problems has been around for a really long time. In business, it kind of originated in the operations management or management science field, but with the ability of and access to computing, it just has spread more. And so the idea of sport analytics per se as a field, I think it's always been there. I just think, some clever admissions person said, well, okay, let's make a class about this or a program about this because it sounds good and, it sounds rigorous and all that other fun stuff. But essentially, from my perspective, it's about taking the data that's available. And again, that the amount of data that we can get is increased, and using it in a way to make yourself more efficient in a business perspective.
You actually just inadvertently answered my next question. I was going to ask you, Syracuse has a sports analytics degree program. And I was going to ask you if you thought, what you thought about that. Is it too narrow? Is it appropriate to have degrees in that at this point? Not for you to judge, I guess, but what's your sense of that for a student looking to break into the field? What is sports analytics as a topic maybe too narrow?
Depends what's in the program. So, looking at your roster of speakers, which, again, you guys have done a great job year one bringing in some really good people to speak at this conference. A lot of those folks are either hard data scientists, mathematicians, statisticians, or programmers. And if you're, I'm coming from it from the perspective that I'm going to help students who are going to be the end users of a lot of times of the output that analytics delivers. And so if the Syracuse program or other programs really talk about preparing a person to be well-versed and adroit at doing analytics, that they need stats, they need programming, and probably need a little more math than what is probably in that particular program. So it's not, okay, I'm going to go count or look at box scores and figure out, who we should draft from that way. It's more, you're kind of the architect of the system. Right. And someone has to do that. And right now, if you look at the landscape, teams anyway, when they go hire people to do these tasks, they are people from Carnegie Mellon or Harvard or Yale or, people who are hard data scientists. You had there's a guy from CMU who's going on to get his doctorate. I can't remember his name, but, bright kid. He interned with the Pirates because his advisor, I think, was there, and they're doing some really neat stuff. But you need a programming background, or at least a really good understanding of that to be able to function in that environment.
Yep, that's Ron Yurko that you're referring to. Yeah, and he's just one of many really bright young people at CMU. Started an analytics club, but their work I think extends beyond sports too. To your comment there.
Yeah, certainly. So they have, it's an interest of them. It's a hobby. I think even Ron mentioned in your interview with him that, you know, in his work life, he wants to go do something else. Mm-hmm. But the sport angle of it is an interest. And so he'll pursue it while he's at CMU. But, you know, there's better uses for his skills, I think I would say. Not to downplay sport, but.
Sure. So what are some specific ways in which you've incorporated analytics into your sport management curriculum and your program at RMU?
And a lot of this is by trial and error because there's, you know, I'm not a data scientist. I'm not a statistician. I understand a lot of that stuff, but, you know, that's not what I teach. So when I came at this particular program, I saw it as an opportunity to provide our students with more practice in using data to help kind of navigate real world decisions. And in doing so, I uncovered people in programs on campus, particularly in our athletic department, who were willing to assist me in doing that. And so we're Division I at Robert Morris. We have, I think we have 17 sports, Division I sports. And our athletic director is really open, right? So he shared, and in my presentation, I'll show this. He shared a kind of a dashboard that was created for all the schools in the Northeast Conference that allows them to compare, you know, coaches' salaries and number of sports sponsored and all this other stuff. And so he lets me play with that with the students. And then we can look at, you know, certain things like which program is the most efficient. Given here's the dollars that is spent on the program, here are the objectives of the school, of the athletic program, who achieves these objectives the most efficient way. Right, which I think a lot more schools are going to have to justify as they go forward. So that's one example. Men's hockey has been probably been most involved with them early on, and you know, mostly it's because I used to run our MBA program, and so all these assistant coaches would come in, you know, GAs, and they would have to take programs, and a lot of them came to the MBA, so I got to know them all. And so if I look across campus in almost every sport that we have, I've had one of those students or one of those coaches as a student before, or at least their advisor, because I used to advise all the MBA students. So I had a relationship with them. And I would just talk, say, hey, what are your problems? Let's see if we can have students help out.
Okay. So let's, you started going that way, but let's talk about your talk and not, you know, I don't want you to deliver the whole thing here, obviously, but it's entitled Incorporating University Athletic Programs into an Applied Sports Analytics Curriculum. And it dawned on me that, you know, yesterday I was talking with one of our other speakers and he said, you know, what was the idea, you know, behind the conference? And my idea was that, you know, in working with people from a variety of departments here on our campus, from biology, math, GIS, computer science, a lot of people are doing work that could be applied to sports, whether it be athletic performance, whether it be operations, whether it be the business side of things. Mm-hmm. And what better laboratory than what we had right across the street where you used to run around as a kid at Berg Gymnasium. And we've got, I don't know, 18, I think, teams here, just like you have 17 at RMU. You've got a lot of test subjects in a lot of areas, and the work that our faculty and students could do researching and pursuing problems in the name of academics could also be beneficial to our athletic program. And I don't know if that's exactly what you're getting at here, but I see a lot of potential any, you know, at just about any higher education institution. I don't know, is that where you're going with that, or am I way off on this?
No, I think you're right. And a lot of it depends on the willingness of the coaching staff to listen. And I'll give you, for instance, in hockey, A lot of the early work that was done was really counting incidents Like, here's the line, who's on the ice, this is what happens, and just counting it and tabulating it and then presenting it back in a form that the coaches wanted, right? And so there was one student who really got into this, and he's getting his master's in analytics at Oklahoma right now, and he's continuing to work with the RMU hockey team, and it took a really long time to bang away at the coaches and say, well, we can do this and this will help you. And it took the coaches a while to see how they could use that information during the season, because, you know, when you're in season, it's like, here's the stuff that I want that's going to help us. And, you know, the other stuff's neat, but we don't need it. Right. And part of the interesting thing, I think, for the students is working with the different teams, who all our bigger teams have video, right? So we contract out, basketball has the big one. I forget what it's called, but, you know, they're out in New Jersey and everyone, they just pull the feed off the internet and they code everything and send it back. But all our other teams, they use a local company that, works with them. So the coaches or GAs or whoever can watch a game and code in what happens. And so there's video linked to these things. What's interesting in my perspective, and I think for the students, is seeing how different coaches use that information. And I used to coach football. So like looking at football as an example is really interesting to me. Our defensive coordinator, who again is a former student, he gives me the year's worth of data. And so I have like 6 or 7 years worth of data from RMU football, you know, one AAA or whatever it's called. And I'll bring the students over and I'll let him explain how he uses the data, how he looks at it week to week. And you know, with video, it's such a great teaching tool in season. But then also how he uses it to self-scout and evaluate how the team did postseason. And in a lot of stuff that you think he would be interested in, like, you know, how does the team do on different hashes? You know, he doesn't bother about it. And you know, I asked me, like, Scott, how come you don't care about hashes? You know, this is college. The hashes are different. It makes sense. He's like, well, you know, I've been in this league long enough and none of the other coaches adjust, so I'm not going to adjust. Right. And it's a different mindset. So if you go to another program or maybe you go up to the pros, they'll break that stuff down differently. And so for kids to understand that, like, you have all this data here, some people use it, some people don't. And if you're going to help them, in this case, the RMU football team, you have to feed them stuff that they can incorporate on a weekly basis during the season, or you know, something tangible that is going to be meaningful if they're going to regame plan during the off season, right? And so that way we could help the athletic department. In terms of business affairs, it's a little harder just because, you know, we don't have large crowds. Our athletic department has just started collecting information on who goes and like who attends sports, the revenue generating sports. And it's very scant information. So, you know, we there isn't a lot of stuff we can do there. And so I'll go and rely on alumni who work for teams and I'll work with them to get that type of data so the kids can play with it. But, you know, we look around at stuff like recruiting costs. You know, if you're a smaller sport, at RMU, basketball's our big sport, men's and women's. But hockey does a good job. Football brings in a lot of people. And again, it's you know, what's the mission of the athletic department related to the mission of the school? And can I design assignments in my class that will be meaningful to the coaches or the athletic director or the president in terms of evaluating how effective we are, how efficient different programs are in achieving these objectives.
So, you know, you talk about working with coaches and administrators. How much education, how much teaching you do you do on communication and effectively communicating what we're finding out from analyzing this data? Because I could see you coming up with wonderful findings, but if you can't get them to buy in or understand it, it all goes for naught, right? I mean, how important is that piece of it?
It's very important, and I don't, we talk about it. We hear speakers about it. We in the entire program, from, you know, not just the sport management curriculum, but the business curriculum and the general ed curriculum, our students are supposedly learning this. The truth be told, I don't know how well we do it, because it's hard. It's very difficult to get people to accept a new way of thinking or new information when, you know, you're not a member of that team. Mm-hmm. You know, you're coming in from the outside. We've had some success, and I'll give you, for instance, we had another student who had an internship with the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Hockey League, which is apart from the, you know, like the WIAA in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. They still administer hockey. In Pennsylvania, it's different. They have their own little hockey administration thing. Okay. So he interned with them, and they had recently reclassified divisions. And so his project, which he used for my class, and I helped him with it, and then he presented back to them, was to assess the effectiveness of those reclassifications. And so he had to work with the executive director on what exactly competitiveness means, and then develop measures for that, and then go get game data and do the analysis and come back and present to the board. And they really liked what he did, you know, and that's not every student in the class gets to do something like that. I mean, usually it's just a class presentation. But whenever possible, we bring in outside people to at least provide feedback, realistic feedback on, okay, you did this. Have you thought about this, you know, this angle and things like that. But yeah, communicating those ideas is the critical aspect of it. Because you could be the smartest, you know, analytics person in the world, and if you can't explain to people why you do it and why it's useful, you're dead in the water.
Yep. Yeah, very good. John, where can people find out more about your classes, your work, online or on social media?
They can go to www.rmu.edu and click on the links for academics and look at sport management. I believe my Twitter handle is at Dr. J.S. Clark. And you'll see a lot of references back to the old home state and that.
I know. I appreciate your feed. It's nice.
And then articles and stuff, you can always use Google Scholar. But, you know, particularly for this conference, I'm looking forward to it because, there are speakers there who are going to talk about different techniques that I think I could use in my own class. I think I mentioned to you before, I use Dr. Miller's books. I don't know how accessible they are for all the students, but there are chapters in them that we try to replicate things. So I'm really looking forward to learning myself when I come up to the conference in July.
Very good. And we're looking forward to having you. Again, my guest today has been John Clark of Robert Morris University at the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference. John will deliver a talk titled Incorporating University Athletic Programs into an Applied Sports Analytics Curriculum. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me today, John.
Thank you, Scott.
Great, and thank you for listening. Again, the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference will be Thursday, July 13th at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Visit www.uwsp.edu/analyticsconference for details. And make sure to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at @analyticsconf. Thanks for listening.